The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right. Okay. I just like the way that sounds. All right.
Number five.
There you go. Thank you. All right. Well, how about this? Russian fighter jets buzzed a United States Navy warship, the USS Donald Cook, in the Baltic Sea. Oh, boy.
That sounds terrible.
Well, you know what happens here in the Baltic Sea? It's very interesting because the Baltic Sea is, you know, used to be basically Russian dominated, is not. It's got, you know, the Baltic nations of Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and the United States and NATO wish to protect them against Russian aggression. So this is a little like of a standoff between, the, you know, Pooty Poot, as George W. Bush used to call him, and the United States of America, the Obama administration.
They have a video circulating online from on board that naval ship, and it's pretty shocking to see it buzz that close. They said there was a helicopter in the area, a Russian helicopter there 40 minutes earlier at a low altitude, and then made several passes 40 minutes later.
Josh Earnest, spokesman for the White House, said this.
There have been repeated incidents over the last year where the Russian military, including Russian military aircraft, have come close enough to each other or have come close enough to other air and sea traffic to raise serious safety concerns.
I don't know if I can like that. And here's what Maverick, our very dear friend, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, told CNN about an hour ago.
Well, it risks a very dangerous and very deadly escalation. I mean, you know, look, America is stepping up its commitment to NATO, stepping up its posturing against the Russians because the Russians have shown themselves to be untrustworthy in Europe as they continue to infiltrate their neighbors and occupy some of their neighbors between Ukraine and Georgia. These are the kind of things that could lead to an accidental shooting war, which could broadly escalate. Look, our Navy sailors have to defend themselves, and if at any point they feel that this poses a real threat, you may have a situation where we shoot a Russian plane out of the sky and you have an escalation. This is a very dangerous game Vladimir Putin's playing. He's trying to flex what relatively little muscle he really does have, and I think he's playing with fire.
You know, Adam Kinzinger today, I mean, our little boy's all grown up now. He not only was he calling Donald Trump a crybaby, he's now going after Vladimir Putin, saying he's kind of a toothless tiger. I like that. That man should be president of the United States. Is he old enough?
Right. That's a great question. I think he is. But I mean, come on. Doesn't it seem, though? I mean, it's intentional, right? I mean, is there any other way to interpret it? So hopefully they handle this well in diplomatic channels.
That's not what this has been going on militarily for years.
Isn't it just a military showing of might? Is that what?
Well, but doing it on the Navy and the Baltic, I mean, obviously we're now releasing it because I think they're trying to show Putin trying to be a tough guy. Because this happens up in the Bering Sea all the time between U.S. and Russian air assets that are up there as part of the nuclear triad. You know, there's those flights still fly. Those their nuclear bombers, our nuclear bombers, they're still up there around the Arctic Circle. That are just constantly kind of going around and around and around orbiting just in case somebody does something stupid. And you will see fighter jets, American fighter jets, get very close to the Russian bombers. Same thing with the Russian jets getting close to the American bombers. So, I mean, this cat and mouse has been going on. And I think it's actually part of a sort of like a almost red flag training thing that they do, but it's crazy. This is crazy right now because now it's been released and those fighter jets are coming out. I think one was about 75 feet off the superstructure of the.
It's like scary close when you see the video. You're thinking, how did they avoid hitting them?
Oh, they're good.
I know
that's
they're
how
good.
They're good.
Thank God they're good.
Yeah. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Woo. In a unanimous vote, City Council approved Eddie Johnson as the new top cop for Chicago, 27-year veteran of the Chicago Police Department. As a kid, he lived in Cabrini Green. saying he is the man who should lead the way to restoring the trust.
You know, I'm ready to hit the ground running because the crime won't wait. So we have to get going. But it takes everybody to tackle this issue, and I'm in for the long haul. Most of the police officers working in Chicago are professional, and they treat people with respect. Those that want to engage in inappropriate misconduct, then we'll handle them accordingly. We have racism in America. We have racism in Chicago. So it stands to reason we would have some racism within our agency.
So overwhelming love for him with the alderman today.
Well, you know what's so crazy about this? What? Why did we spend $5 million? What was that dog and pony show where you had the Independent Police Review Authority spending the money, standing there, and like, all right, well, we're going to go find a bunch of people here that are
nationwide search.
And we're going to find this woman here from Seattle, and there's another guy down from Atlanta, and then they brought them all in, and they brought them to the mayor, and
flew a couple of them in twice,
right. And they even had an internal guy, right, that they offered up.
They did.
And the mayor's like, no. And then he goes to the city council and goes, take this guy. And they did.
And they did.
Which is, I mean, listen, I have not heard many bad things. You know, you know, people talk and blogs and all that. People, there's always, no matter what you do in this town, Jesus Christ could arrive and there would be a bunch of people on the, you know, on the police blog talking about how he's screwing everything up. You know, so it's like, it is there's always going to be people who gripe, but this may be the right guy at the right time. How did the does that just tell us that the Independent Police Review Authority might not be? I mean, he
didn't apply. This guy didn't apply for the job. So if he doesn't apply, you can't. It's not like they weeded him out.
Well, then how do they decide to get him? I don't understand anything.
Because I think that they decided that they didn't, in fact, need an insider in order to solve the problem of morale on the force. But it was interesting. One of the aldermen today said, I don't think there's anybody, kind of to your point, anybody who has anything bad to say about you, quote, right now. They should have said after that because, you know, think about the job he has ahead of him.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I wish him best of luck.
Yes, Godspeed, Eddie Johnson. And it's going to be in the 70s and potentially the 80s in Chicago this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news for most cities, not necessarily good news for Chicago. All right. I guess that's Tony could be a girl or a boy, right? But it was spelled like a boy, Tony. So I don't know. I don't
understand everything in this world.
No, all I know is she should have gotten pre-qualified by David Hochberg. All right, let us continue on with the top 5 at 5, checking in at
number 3.
Last night, Donald Trump shed some light on one of the great mysteries of our time. How does the most infamous man on Twitter actually tweet?
Do you actually sit there type, or do you say something and somebody else type?
During the day, I'm in the office. I just shouted out to one of the young ladies who are tremendous. I have a tremendous office staff and Meredith and some of the people that work for me, and I'll just shout it out and they'll do it. But during the evenings after 7 o'clock or so, I will always do it by myself.
Now he just zoned up to all of them being from him after 7 o'clock, which you might not want to do.
Right. Because I mean, you know, there'll be some coming. Yeah. Yeah. And I like that after 7 o'clock. He sends Melanie and all the rest of the beautiful young women who work for him, all the former models and beauty queens that are in there.
You don't know what they look like.
Oh, you're right. I'm sure. He's got a bunch of average-looking people in his office. Did you see the stage last night with his family?
Very beautiful people.
Right? It looked like an ad for a cosmetic surgeon.
I mean, and by the way, Ivanka just had a baby like a week ago and looked
great.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Great.
Now, sounded great, too, I thought.
Melania was asked this question by a member of the audience, which Donald did not handle, I don't think, particularly well.
Are you guys interested in having more kids?
Well, it's amazing every day. Our son is 10 years old, and everything is different. Every day it's, something special. And it's unconditional love, and I enjoy every day. I love being mom. A very special time, and I'm at home and raising him, teaching him values and morals, and preparing him for adult life, because sooner or later he will have wings to fly. Mm-hmm. And I will be always there for him, but he will be very independent and ready to go.
Any more kids?
And we're not really thinking about more kids.
She's a great political wife, it turns out. With the media training there. Great dodge.
No, that was a Mrs. Universe answer, is what that was.
No, but she didn't answer the question. She pivoted to talk about family values, and she came across well. She seems to really care about, you know, instilling values in her kid. And
right, that's what she says. Boom, 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 boom. All right, checking in at
number two.
Madison Square Garden. Until tonight, that's when the band and its current touring partner Santana will head to a double bill at the legendary arena. Journey bass player and founding member Ross Valerie says even he has a hard time believing that they have never, ever played Madison Square Garden before.
I keep wondering if I've forgotten a show somewhere. Is there a blank? Is there some missing memory? But actually, we have never played Madison Square Garden. So this is definitely an auspicious occasion to be right downtown in the garden with the none other than Carlos Santana. This is going to be fun.
In the garden.
Yes, right there.
He speaks Jerseyan.
Yes, and he just ran out and had a cigarette. It sounds like in that one like ramp where all of the tour buses and the tour equipment trucks pull in, and these guys all stand in between the trucks and smoke, and sometimes go.
Is that
pee.
How it works?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Witness that.
Even the finest ones.
Number one.
Siblings everywhere should be forewarned after watching how three brothers tricked their little sister into thinking a zombie apocalypse was descending upon Washington, D.C. Have you seen this on the YouTubes or the videos? Oh, my God. Hudson.
Is it cruel?
Yes.
Oh, Hudson, no, it's hilarious.
Hudson, Barrett, and Cabot Phillips of Leesburg, Virginia posted a video of their elaborate prank, which was executed after their sister, Millicent. What? Underwent wisdom tooth surgery, right? So she's coming out of the, you know, they give her the Versed.
The little coma.
Yeah. And fentanyl, you know, so you're a little confused when you come out of that.
Wait, how old is she? Is she really young?
Teenager, right?
Oh, okay. That's a little 15, fair if you're a
14,
teenager.
15, well.
I was picturing like a 9-year-old or 8-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Center for Disease Control in Washington, D.C. has issued a viral outbreak warning. State and local officials have reported cases of high fever, nausea, death, and even cannibalism. Stay in place until further notice.
Okay, I'm pulling the driver right now.
We're not the U.S. Marines. Why can't we start going now?
We can only take one pet. Which pet? The cat or the dog?
The cat, you idiot!
Okay.
No!
What do we do with the dog?
He's the worst! He's already dying! Just leave him!
Okay,
get the cat!
Okay, I'll get the cat.
God. Why do people do this? You know, their parents, I mean, this is siblings doing it, but there are parents who do this to their kids. It is so wrong.
What are brothers for if they don't do stuff like that?
That's the way to do it. They used to pull hair or pull a prank, you know, in the bathroom and put, you know, I don't know, whether saran wrap over the toilet seat, whatever it was. But this, come on.
She believed it.
All right.
Convincing.
Close this. I'm sickened. I just am.
The top five at five.